At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Clocks Running, the podcast for everything flag football officials. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Matt.
Dude, for 2 weeks off, you don't sound excited. Oh, my God, dude. You were like, I'm so excited for tonight. So fun. And you're just like, and I'm in.
I thought that was excited.
That wasn't excited. Dude, come on, dude. That was like the most Eeyore. Thanks for noticing me. Gosh, folks. Welcome back. We're back for a couple weeks off. I'm pumped to be back. I hope you are, and don't seem like it, but it's fine.
I'm so excited. I can't even contain myself. Like, I'm
you
so
could
excited.
Just say you just can't hide it.
Oh.
You know, there's a song.
Go on, tell
I'm
me.
I'm losing what's control,
the name?
And what's
I name
think
of
I like it.
Okay, that's fair enough. We are live on Facebook and YouTube, mm-hmm. and I think on Instagram. It feels like it's on Instagram right now. I don't know. I think what kids these days say, like, chat, comment in the chat, let us know you can see us, or
yeah, whatever. Comment in the chat, GPT, element of P.
No, not that kind of chat. Not the robots.
Oh, we don't want robots.
We want actual people to respond.
Sorry, I'm not. Yeah, you don't think I have such a bad attitude about it?
Yeah, man. So we took 2 weeks off because you. How many flights have you been on in the last week?
Carry the two, divide by a lot.
A lot, and
a lot.
You know, all over the place. You went to my old stomping grounds, Colorado. I happened to be in the area for a little bit as well. Yeah. Had a nice little canceled flight thanks to Frontier. But apparently I missed like some crazy dog situation. You want to talk about that at all? Or?
No, man, it's just real simple. I'm just going to put it this way. Flag football tournaments, if they're hosted properly, are considered private events. If someone asks you to do something, don't be a moron and do what they say. Otherwise, you might get asked to leave the park. We'll just put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we got a crazy crowd in Colorado. There's like, you know, Boulder brings in like a lot of hippies, and you know. Frisbee, you know, Ultimate Frisbee is real popular and things like that. So people like to just go with the flow and do whatever they want.
Yeah,
you know,
that's fine, but we weren't in either of those places, and that wasn't the case. Also, what did you think about the grass in Colorado? Not the grass, but the
Oh, okay. So that's kind of standard for Colorado. They don't mow the lawn in the greatest consistency. So, I was talking about that it was long.
No, we were talking about how great it was, man. Shout out to Craig Mims for finding the world's greatest grass. Not grass, but, you know, grass on the ground, you know.
Yeah.
It was great.
speaking of grass, our first guest might know something about it. You want to introduce him? Bring him on.
Bring on Mr. Rocket. Bring on Otto. Big Otto. What's up, bro? What are you doing in a barn?
What's up, what's up, boy?
What are you doing, bro? Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay, dude.
Hey, man, sorry. I had to do the intro like that. It just felt right to me.
Nah, you're good, bro. What's up?
It's good, man. Thanks for coming on, bro. Before we get into, you know, what you were doing this past weekend, as a new guest on the show, we just want to give you a chance to kind of share, you know, what brought you into the world of flag football and brought you to where you are today. So the floor is yours, man.
I ain't gonna lie, I actually didn't have any kind of like interest in flag football until after college and I was training for the league and all that. I didn't make it. So I want to say maybe like for like 2 or 3 years, I think that was like 2017, 18, some of my homeboys was just like, bro, just come play flag. And I'm like, man, I'm not finna come play no flag football. Like, what? I almost just made it to the NFL. Like, I'm not. So then once I was like, man, I might as well play. And then I started playing in like 2019, I think. And I just been rocking out ever since then. I think my first nationals was like, I think 2020, I think I went. I think it was in like Sarasota or something like that. And then since then I just been playing. So yeah, it's been a good little experience though for the 6, 7 years I've been playing.
There you go. And you don't really have like a certain team that you're connected to, do you?
No, not really. I mean, I did at first, but now I'm just like a flag football nomad, I guess.
Otto's what I call a mercenary, man. He's a gun for hire, bro.
Yeah.
Any team that looking to compliment what they need somebody to get downfield. If you ask Pablo, drop a couple passes. Otto's that guy.
What's up, bro?
So this past year you've been doing a lot of traveling to Asia. Talk to us about what that's looked like for you.
So shout out to first before I get into the travel, I'm gonna just say shout out to my dog Paul. Like,
he's the
my dog a real one. So I want to say, like, February, that's when I took my first, like, international trip. And we went to Thailand and China. So, I don't know where to start at, man. It's lovely, bro. Like, it's, like, it's all love. Ain't no, you know, it's just comfortable and it's, like, a great experience because they do a lot of stuff different than we do. Like, they, like after every game, you know, they line up and everybody say, I guess, thank you for like playing, or thank you for the experience to play and stuff like that. So I mean, man, it's great to go over there and like experience like foods and stuff like that. So yeah, it's different. It's definitely a whole lot different. Like, once you go one time, you're gonna want to like keep going back. But yeah, it's really cool.
Wait a minute, man. I've seen Pre-Smoke and Hard Target after a championship game line up and thank everybody for participating. Yeah, yeah.
It's different because, like, okay, yeah, we do that over here. Like, we'll walk across, you know, everybody will dap up and whatever, but they actually, like, line up, like, both teams line up across from each other and, like bow, like, thank you, so-and-so. Thank you, so-and-so, for the game, and then we'll shake hands and they'll, like, take a photo. So yeah, it'd be cool, bro. It's cool. So yeah, it's cool, man. It's cool. I can't wait for the next.
So any plans to try to get a passport over there and maybe play for one of the international teams in the Olympics, something like that?
Have they talked to you about that?
I mean, of course, like being like an American or whatever, you go over there, you're gonna be like one of the top tier players, so anybody could really, like, you just got to get the opportunity. But yeah, it's a couple like teams that have been like, bro, whenever you feel like you want to come back, we'll try to help you do this, help you do that to get back over and play and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's out there. I just don't know if I would be willing to just get up and leave. I mean, I don't know. I ain't gonna say I'm that invested, but I mean, if everything made sense, I probably would, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. That'd be an incredible opportunity, though, man. So where all have you played? So you played in Thailand, I played in China.
Thailand, China, and the Philippines.
I got you. So with those I've seen camps, I've seen tournaments. Is it like any league play? Is it like any?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, well, I don't really know. For them? I don't really know if it's league play over there for them. Like most of them just attend like camps or like people like Tutu. Shout out to Tutu. Tutu, you know, Tutu got her like his little tailor-made thing going on over there.
Right.
So most of them like sign up for camps to get better. I ain't never really seen them play any league plays. It's just like tournaments or they go into like a skills camp or something like that. So okay. I don't think it's any league play over there. I could be wrong, but I don't know. So yeah. Another thing I like that they do overseas with flag football tournaments, it's like after every tournament they have like a ending ceremony.
Okay.
Like, you know, what they do, like, okay, offense MVP, defense MVP, best playmaker, you know, stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. And they have like a whole little setup. Like, that'd be cool too. So, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah.
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 What about the food over there? What was your favorite thing to eat?
Like the closing ceremony. Otto is a man of food.
Yeah, so if you know me, you know I'm going to eat my food. So, hey, definitely, like, everything, the food is, like, times three over there. Like, everything is just good. I ain't really tasted too many, like, foods over there that I didn't like. I ain't going to lie, I did taste, like, some duck. I went too fond of that. But, like, anything else be good. Like, even, like, the regular, like, restaurants that we have over here, like, we went to Outback or something like that. And I got, like, some salmon and mashed potatoes, but it tasted way better. Like, it was, I don't know, like, I guess that like it was fresh or something. But
did they have blooming onions there?
Man, they had blooming everything. Everything was blooming. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like Outback. They got the same items on the menu, but it just... I don't know, it just tasted better. Yeah. And I ain't gonna lie. We went to Wendy's one night.
Uh-huh.
Over here, you know, you can get you some Wendy's nuggets, but you gotta eat them when you get them. Ain't no warming them up the next day. Man, I had got like a 20-piece. Man, I warm them things up the next morning. They tasted just like I had bought them, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I swear to God, bro. And they had like some lamb chop chips in China. Oh my God, bro.
What's the weirdest snack you got while you were over there? And not one of the girls.
Man, it's watch out, bro. I didn't try it. But, like, you know, I told you they had, like, those little ending ceremonies. So,
yeah.
Cam Bynum, who played, I think he played for the Colts right now.
Okay.
He had a ceremony over there, and they had some little, like, I guess, undone egg with, like, a bird or something in it or something they eat for, like, protein. I forgot what it's called. Yeah. They call it, it's a funny name.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And they... Man, I seen him eat it, bro. I'm like, yeah, ain't
who ate it? Who ate it? Who ate it?
Ain't nobody over here that we know ate it. It was really like most of the foreigners that was like trying. Yeah. I was like, yeah, y'all boys got it. Y'all different. Yeah, y'all, I ain't finna eat no egg, crack no egg open and see like a dead bird and eat. No, nah, I ain't doing that. That is awful. Yeah.
So. Let me ask this. So, you know, like there was a group of you guys that went from the States. Do you guys see other countries like, you know, European countries or Central or South American countries that go over and are playing with some of these other teams as well? Or is it really just kind of like people from the United States?
Honestly, it's really just us, because all the rest of the teams be like teams from where they're from. Like everybody's from Singapore, everybody's from Malaysia, everybody's from Thailand. But yeah, I think we might be the only team that has like a mixture of, you know, like it'll be us and maybe some dudes from Thailand, or us or maybe some dudes from China. So yeah, I think we'd be the only team that'd be like mixed. I ain't, but it's a couple teams. I know when we went to the Philippines and in Thailand, they had a couple other, I guess, USA people on their team, but they live, they already like moved to those countries. So
so they're residents there.
Yeah.
I got
But they said they said they love it though. I ain't gonna lie. They said they love it. Everybody I don't talk to, they said they love it. Yeah.
What do you
I was just gonna say what country in the world, if you could pick any country to go play flag football in, what country would it be?
Oh, let me see. To be honest, from my little three experiences I don't had.
Ain't little, but okay.
Yeah. I would probably say Thailand probably got some of the best like flag football players. I would say Thailand. Cause they got a couple players that was on our team that's like actually like, yeah, you probably could play like over in the States type. Like, yeah. I mean, it's a couple people in China too, but this Thailand team, like, we played in what is it called? I forgot the name of the city, but when we played in Thailand, it was a tournament over there. We were blowing teams out 20, 40, 30 points. But this one Thailand team, we like, oh, all right. Now, y'all, boy, we're going to tighten up for these boys, you know? We still ended up kind of beating them by, like, maybe two or three touchdowns, but they was pretty good, bro. Yeah, they was pretty good. Yeah, they was pretty good.
What do you see, like, do you see – with you guys going over there, do you see the gap being like being able to bridge the gap, or is the gap closing? Obviously, like the United States is head and shoulders, like for the men's teams, head and shoulders over other teams. But do you see them catching up to like the European teams, the Central American teams? Do you see that happening as they're playing, or do you see them still pretty early in development phases?
I would say they still kind of like in the early development phases, but I mean you could like for me just being out there you can like see like okay one day they might be like some pressure for real. So I mean and then they like them boys practice and do them little skill help, they do that junk like almost every day. So I wouldn't be surprised if they close the gap faster than what a lot of people think they would.
Yeah.
So I could definitely see it, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
All right, last question for me, Otto. If you could be any flavor Pop-Tart, what would it be, and why is it strawberry?
Oh, did you say, why is it strawberry?
Yeah.
It's definitely not strawberry.
Thank you.
It's definitely not strawberry. I would either say... because I ain't really ate Pop-Tarts since I was a kid. But
come
I
on,
did.
Man. You ain't got to lie on here.
I used to love is it the cinnamon ones?
Okay.
Yeah, definitely a cinnamon Pop-Tart. No diddy.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, definitely.
All right, man. I got a couple more questions for you. First and foremost, what's your favorite format in flag football to play?
That recently changed last year. I think it was last year at the when was the tournament in Tennessee where we had the monsoon and the sirens is going crazy?
Yeah, Nationals. Yeah, Nashville Nationals. Yeah,
that tournament turned me on to 6v6 contact.
Okay.
I love. A 6-on-6 contest. I love six. I love sixes. I love sixes. I love it. I love it. I think that's my favorite format to play right now. And my team crazy, by the way, Suicide Squad. Shout out to them boys.
Yeah. Spence, okay. All right. Game's like a B-, but you know.
He's fed up whatever you hate, but God, it's crazy. That's crazy.
I was about to say, okay, so you're connected to Suicide Squad for sixes.
That's definitely my home team, 16 for sure.
Okay. So, you know, this clock's running, so we're coming from, you know, the ref's perspective. So in sixes, if there was a rule that you could change to maybe make the game flow better or something that you just don't understand why it's a rule, what would that be?
That's a good question. But I feel like that might be why it's my favorite format, because I don't really think it's too many things you can change. Like I it's almost perfect. Like I don't think it's nothing you can change for real. I don't think.
You have an 8-man background though, don't you?
I mean, yeah. When I first started Flag, I was 8-man. That was
you
it.
Guys
I think
like
I played
slow.
Yeah.
Long yeah,
strictly 8-man. I think I played strictly 8-man for maybe my first 2 or 3 years playing Flag, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna say I came from eights, and when sixes came around, I loved playing that. I understand it, but I mean, you're a perfect big body receiver for sixes because you could block somebody and then go out, and somebody's gonna have a problem going one on one with you. So,
I actually went viral from blocking in sixes in
Tennessee. Oh yeah.
that get that format some more brownie points. Yeah, that was crazy. I forgot the lady name took the picture, but yeah, that was crazy.
Oh man, that was a bad day.
Yeah,
for him.
Definitely for him. And we scored. And yep. Ed, shout out to Ed. Ed scored on that play too. That's crazy.
Oh man,
yeah.
That's funny.
Hey. Yeah, well, Otto, we appreciate you coming on, man, and just sharing your story and your experiences. Man, I'm excited to see what comes. And hey, man, I guess I gotta make sure I can put a mic on you at Worlds for sixes so we can have some fun with it.
Oh, for sure.
Otto's that guy, man.
Yo, let's do it. I can't wait. We definitely gonna be there.
There we go.
Good. Yeah. All right, man. Appreciate you, Otto. Be good, man.
Hey, where can I get this like video or whatever? Because I want
this. Clock's running, bro.
This is my first time doing something like that. It was fun.
Good deal. Clock's running.
YouTube, Instagram, it'll be everywhere, man.
Okay, cool. All right, yeah, I'm going to definitely repost. Appreciate y'all, boys, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, I totally forgot about him. That's when he put his hand in his buddy.
Yeah, it was bad. I forgot about it, too. Holy cow. Yeah, it was bad. Otto's that dude, though, man. He's such a cool dude. Even when he's mad, he's happy. You know, I don't think I've ever genuinely seen him upset. Such a good guy. And he's a great player, too.
Now, does that take you down a notch, though, in your opinion of him? Because he said sixes is perfect.
No, because guess what? You know what? Michael Jordan's my favorite athlete, and he went to Carolina. Everybody makes mistakes. You know, everybody has. You know, I understand. You know, no one's perfect, so I would never judge somebody off of one action alone.
I can't believe you just compared your hate for Carolina to sixes.
I mean,
oh man. Okay. Well, we're just gonna keep it moving. Our next guest is here. She's been waiting patiently. She's probably tired of hearing us talk about Thailand and unhatched eggs or whatever those are called. But let's
bring in Ms. Carla. Bring in the best photographer in the Northeast that we know. Hi, Carla.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Carla?
How are you? Can you guys hear me good?
We can hear you. Yep.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
So before we get into anything about Boston, before we talk about this past weekend, give us your superhero origin story. I don't know why you leave this part out, Ant. Don't spare any detail. Think like our Marvel superheroes, what their origin story is. Don't, you know, let us have it.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Talking about flag football. Yeah, okay, this is why you do this. Never mind. All right. So
this is why I explained it, bro.
Hold on, let me Google it really quick.
No, Carla, you don't gotta do all that, Carla. Let me just translate.
Go ahead. This is why you don't leave the door for me to do this.
He intros the show, and I do this part, and sometimes I forget. So,
Doing this again, please.
Okay, all right, Carla. So here we go. Let's start over. All right. So if you knew about Marvel and you were Doctor Strange with the time stone, you'd be reversing things. But that's a whole other explanation. So anyway, Carla. We just want to hear about what brought you into the world of flag football, your origin story, as some might call it, in the superhero world. But we just want to hear, you know, what brought you here today in the flag football world.
I left out one word.
Oops. So, okay, this is how it started, okay? I actually started playing for a little bit, and then I ended up meeting so many people, and they were inviting me to go to like their games. And I traveled with East Movement. I don't know if you guys heard about East Movement. So we went to Minnesota with them. And I've always been the one to have my phone out, my camera out. And everyone is always like, Carla, please tell me you got some videos. Please tell me you got some pictures. You know, and it just started like that. And one day I went to Tampa for USA Flag. And I took some pictures of people just not even thinking about, like, you know, how I can take it there, like nothing. I was just like, I like you. You're my friend. Let me take pictures of you, right? And when we came back, I had so many people tell me, like, oh, my God, I have no pictures. Literally, like, not one picture. So it made me feel so bad that, like, a lot of our guys from here and our girls and our teams were investing so much money to like travel and go and play, and then they would just come back and have like not one memory, one picture, like waiting and hoping that somebody was gonna post them or things like that. So I just started talking to my friends, and I said, hey, like on Sunday league, I'm like, do you mind if I just go there and take some pictures? And they're like, no, they're gonna love it, just do it. I'm like, okay. And I started recording, and then one thing I'm like, you know what, let me just get my camera and see what I can do. And that's how it started. I just look for that play, make sure the guys are doing something super silly so that I can just blow up somehow, and ended up here. And now I'm good. Now I love it. Everybody's so, like, they just call me for everything, and I'm always there. And as soon as I, you know, get out of work and I'm able to, like, finish everything at home, I'm like, all right, let me go. And little by little, I got to a point where last weekend I was, like, completely booked, and I love it. And now I'm going to Texas with John and Tambo too. And all right. With Steve. Yeah, I'm going to Texas, and then I'm going to Tampa again. So we just
gotta find you some better friends to hang out with though.
I know, right? It's okay, I like them. They're cool. They're okay.
They're okay. They're all right. Okay.
That's how we feel too.
Yeah. And I was doing it out of like just wanting to do it. And people started telling me, like, hey, like, you know that for your pictures, like, people actually pay for this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God. I felt so bad because they're like, hey, do you want, like, Venmo? And I'm like, no, you can just have it. You can just have it, you know? And then one day I said, no, let me just, here's if you want to give me some coffee, buy me some coffee. And little by little, it just picked up.
So we start with Starbucks, and then we got Carla's Clips. Next thing you know.
Yes, next bam. Thing you know, here I am.
There you go.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, and now you're like a photographer for, is it like a girls' high school as well?
Yeah,
or?
So all girls. So it's more for like girls in flag football, because right now, since everything is growing, we have high school teams, but then at the same time, they do their own individual teams as well. So again, I ended up like networking and getting to know so many people that I started realizing that every coach is kind of like somebody that I know, and they are coaching a high school. So now I have a bunch of high schools around here, and now I do girls' high school. I'm doing regular like boys, high school teams, and then I'm also doing some like I'm doing the Pirates, and then whenever other teams when they play the Pirates, they contact me, and then I do like I did the Sharks for Jacksonville the other day too. So like things
Okay.
like that. It's just I don't know.
Nice.
Somehow they hear about me, and then I'm there.
There you go.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So this past weekend, you were, I guess you guys were hosting, all you New England types. I don't understand geography necessarily,
He
but I
doesn't.
understand that. I
He
know that
wasn't
there's like a
there, so
lot
he
of
wouldn't
states.
understand.
There's like a lot of states that were packed into one, and you guys all just showed up in Boston. So, who is your favorite team that you got to take pictures of this past weekend?
Oh my God, I have so many teams. I must say like NAS was one of my favorite teams. I mean, I love all of them, but the reason why too was because I was working with them individually, making videos just for like other brands and like the stuff they wear. So I got to actually get a chance to meet them. Then I have another team. I don't even know when I met them, I didn't even know who was the person I was actually talking to. Like it was so random. Let me actually check. Forgot their name. I think it was like 840 something,
843 Elite.
yes. Oh my
Yeah.
God, they were so awesome. I love
Yeah.
them. And then we play volleyball together too. Like after I was like, let me take a nap for like an hour until my next game. And they were like, you want to play volleyball? I'm like, let's play volleyball. So we play volleyball together. So yeah, it was they were pretty nice. I love it. But
Right.
again, like all the teams are awesome. So I can't really say there's one. But I just had a connection with them.
I just think it's great that you didn't say the Nasty Boys because nobody likes the Nasty Boys.
Oh,
So,
you know what? I feel like if I say it, people are like, no, they pay you to say that. Like I just did because I had
Well,
to say it.
we
If
know
I
how
say it,
John
they're like,
works, so.
obviously she's gonna say that. So I gotta go. Like I can't say one team from Boston, I can't say that. I will have to go
That's
outside so
okay.
I'm forgiven, you know?
Right. But I
Yeah.
mean even if it was a team from Boston, it was a really it was a heavy we had a big group from New England that was there. So I
Yeah.
mean it makes sense. And like the Northeast was just well represented all around. You think about the teams
Definitely.
from New York and Philly and all of that. How has tournaments like this helped? Like I mean you talked about how much you've grown. How much like outside of Flag has this made your business grow? You know, like with other opportunities.
To be honest with you, I feel like it was so unexpected how it's growing and the way it's going. I am getting a lot of calls to do different things other than football, so it's kind of like new to me. I had a call to help them do like a commercial, which now I have to kind of like study and see how I can go about that. But I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. And then obviously now I have to like stressed out about how am I gonna make it happen. But I'm doing marketing for different like beauty salons, and I'm taking care of like a couple of franchises with their marketing. I get called to do realtor videos. So like outside of like when it comes down to pictures and videos, definitely it's like putting me out there. I do love football and I just love the action, and it doesn't have to be only football. Like I do other sports as well.
Right.
But I feel like tournaments are such a key moment for every single photographer. Like we get to meet so many people, network. And I always it feels good when I run into somebody and they're like, hey, Carlos clips, hi. And I'm like, hi. Like I feel like, oh yeah, I know we follow each other, right? And then I have no, I'm like Google, like I'm looking it up, like what is this, who is this person? But it just feels so good to be able to just go places and then meet them and like go to Tampa and see them again. And I'm like, oh my God, where are you in this state? You know, it's just, it's so cool. I love it.
You're going to be so busy in Tampa. You don't even realize it yet.
I overbooked. I double booked on one game. And the good thing was that one was from out of state. The other one was from here.
Yeah.
So I hit up my friend from here and I'm like, look, I love you, okay, but I'm gonna have to go to the other one because I don't know them as much, and they can yell at me and be mad at me. So, like, I got you in other games, and he's like, "Oh, don't worry about it, we're good." I'm like, "All right," but yeah, it's great.
What was what was the best format for you to watch this past weekend?
I feel like even though I love co-ed and I love everything related to women's teams, I feel like my way of getting better. All men's teams are always like the best way for me to get better pictures and actions on things. So like, if I want to show my work, it will be anything related to just all men's, just because I feel like there's so much more, like contact, non-contact, regardless, they are so like extra when they play, so that I'm able to show off my work when it comes to that. Like women, yes, like, I don't know if you noticed, but most of my pictures, like every single one of my girls looks so good, you know, and I love that. And they're so good when they're playing, but I don't feel like they share the game with women so much that I don't get a chance to like really show off what they're doing unless it's like all women's team, you know? So if I was to want to do something related to like showing off my work and showing off the pictures and action pictures, it would be anything related to just men's, contact or non, I'm there. It's always, I'm able to show off more. And then for women's, yes, I love it, but also 30 minutes in one game. Oh my God. I didn't know. I'm like, I'm going to have to pull plays out of this. Cause like people booked me and it's like the person that booked me will get no play time. And I'm like, how am I supposed to get you videos?
Well, pictures. Just tell them not to suck. That's all it is. That's all.
Oh my God.
If you ever get to that point and you don't want to talk to them, send them to me. I'll be glad to.
Right. Oh, no, do I better. Know you would. I know you would. Okay. I met him and I was like, he is like 3 times bigger than me. Oh my God. He's so
all right.
Tall.
So we need to bring this up because this happened.
No, hold on, Jacob. If you could compare him to any, maybe an animal that lives in cold areas.
I'm not saying nothing, okay?
No, you can say it. Everybody, they all call me that. It's fine. I've embraced it.
No, all I'm saying is that you got off the cart because I saw you in the car. You got off, and I was like, this man is so tall. Like, I'm 5'1". So, like, for me, it's okay. Like, I'm little. I know I'm little. But it was definitely great. And I acted like I've we've known each other for, like, years. I
That's literally
saw him,
to.
Like, 3 miles away. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, such a – I feel like a little groupie. I'm like, oh, my God. Relax, girl. Relax.
Oh, man. What was I going to say? Oh, no. We need to bring this up. Because I had two separate instances. You were not either one of them, Carla. I had two separate instances where people in Boston asked me if I was an offensive lineman. One was during a protest. He looked at me and goes, you're a lineman. You know you can't do that. I'm like, first of all, buddy, let's relax. The Kegerator came after the knee blowout. I was a skilled player at one point. Not a great one, but I was one. Number two was in the hotel lobby. Some lady hops off the elevator and goes, you got a lighter? No, she was drunk and she goes, are you a lineman? Die.
I'm gonna say something super like crazy, like I don't know, I don't want to sound mean, but it's kind of like when you see like super tall black guy and you're like, oh, he plays basketball, you know what I mean? Like you look at you and you're like, oh, you probably do this, like you just have a look that you do something like that. Like, I just wouldn't know, but I'm like,
I look like I belong tall. In the buffet.
You look like you can, like, handle someone. So it's like, okay, you definitely do something related to football. Yeah.
You look like a left tackle, Jacob.
Hey, I was going to ask and be like, do you play? Like, what is it that you're doing? You know?
No, I ride around the golf cart and complain. Ask Ann, he'll tell you.
And you're tough, too. I've seen you in action. I've seen you in action.
What?
Sunday?
Yeah, he's like a polar bear.
Tell me how there was a play. I don't remember how much it was. Or like what it was or whatever. And everybody was like, no, that was a touchdown. That was a touchdown. And then the ref, like all I did was like, I see it went like this. Yeah, that was a touchdown. And everybody came to me, was like, let me see the game. Let me see the play. I had to download it to my phone. And all I can hear is him coming. We don't care about no video. Watching the video. I was like, do I delete the video? Is this illegal? Like, the ref looked at me and was like, don't show it to me. Don't show it to me. You know, I'm not supposed to see this. I'm like, okay. I had no idea. This man just was like, forget about the video. If he says it's a touchdown, it's a touchdown. If he's not, it's not. I'm like, oh. For a minute, I really thought, I'm like, is he running like the USA flag? Like, is he the owner of like the whole thing? Like, what's happening?
I just work here.
It was intense. It's scary. I liked it.
Scary.
I liked it.
Who is scary? I'm a friendly person.
Literally, when anytime like a fight breaks out, I just immediately look for my security blanket. I'm like, Jacob,
he's coming. He's on his way, you know.
Oh man. I'm trying to think, what else happened in Boston? It was a good tournament, but it wasn't like there wasn't any like super controversial.
I didn't like. You know what I didn't like? Can I tell you what I didn't like? I didn't like that there wasn't in like a lot of like vendors. There was only one place for food one that was for like healthy stuff, and then we had, you know, Elite, and then we had Infinite, right? We have Infinite, mm-hmm. and then we had
Team IP. Other
place. Yeah, and that was it. And I feel like I'm so used to seeing the Tampa one. I was like, I'm gonna be able to eat, so I don't even have to eat breakfast. I'll just get something there, and next thing you know, 97 food truck.
I'll say it's complex to complex whether things could happen, because like 2 weeks ago when we were in Denver, we couldn't have any vendors.
It's all about
the park. And you know, the food truck, I think we had a food truck there. We had two all day Saturday. We had an ice cream truck, and I was so mad I didn't get to get over to it. We had steps you walked up into the truck. It was
that was
so
my.
Cool. I'm a 4 year old. So they didn't come back on Sunday, and then for whatever reason, the guys on Sunday, like, they stayed till like 1 o'clock, and then they peeled out. We're like, what is happening? You're going to have to make a killing, and
yeah,
they left too.
Yeah, so basically it depends on the location. Like, the location tells you what they can do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. I thought it was something as in, like, the actual, like, USA flag will say, hey, like, we need this, this, and that. And then you guys, like, whoever is in charge of it looks for it or approves the vendors and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I would say. It was pretty organized. It wasn't as hectic as, you know, going to any other places. I mean, I have to go to Texas too, so I don't know how Texas is gonna be, but
we'll be there.
Yeah.
Same group.
Are you gonna be there?
Of course.
You both.
No.
I'm gonna try.
Wow.
Well, heard you were gonna be there, and kinda.
No, you know what? I'm cooking up a plan in my head, because now that I know the Infinite Flag is gonna drive there, I was like looking at the route, and I'm like, they could make a pit stop in Ohio, pick me up, and then I would drive down with them. Like, that would be, why? What? Okay. Come on, I'm just trying to network here.
Pretty much okay. It's not happening.
So, Pennsylvania is here. Ohio is here.
No, it's Texas. Not that. No, that's not true. I'm literally next to Pennsylvania, bro. If there's one. Yes, I.
Didn't you say you were like 30 hours from there?
From Arlington, yeah. but Infinite Flag is driving.
Yeah,
they're driving.
That is bananas.
That is
so crazy. If they're gonna drive, they might as well pick up someone that has a license. The girl, I don't know her name, but she doesn't drive.
First of all, don't disrespect Tom and Nat like that. Those are great.
I don't know their names, but sorry.
We're getting the plant life. What kind of plant? If Carla, if you could be any plant, what would it be?
Plant?
Yeah, plant. Like the one you just showed us?
I'd be like my tree right here. Money tree.
money tree. Look at that.
It's cute, right? It's the only plant that survives. Yeah. I usually kill all my plants. They don't survive for like 5 seconds. This one, I'm like, okay, this is my baby. That's why it's right here. I keep an eye on it. I don't know.
There you go.
Okay, well,
Carla, plug both of your businesses, all four of them, all of them. I want you to plug all your businesses right now.
My side jobs.
All of them. Plug them. Where can people find you and for what?
My two main businesses are my lash extensions business. So that would be Lashes by Carla C. And that's my main one that's my business for like 6 years now. So I've been doing that for a while. Carla's Clips is for all my photography. So in both of them, you guys can find me. And I am also on TikTok, same name, Lashes by Carla C and Carla's Clips. And I am trying YouTube slowly. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see if I want to pick up on another thing to do and not be able to sleep at night. You know, one of my
sleep for the wicked.
Right now, I have like all these pictures that I need to edit, and I had to yell at one of the guys because the guy was like, "Hey, I saw you at the game, you know, do you have any pictures of me?" And I was like, I feel like he catched me at a moment when I was just so fed up that I was like, "Did you book me?" And he said, "No." And I'm like, "Then you can wait until I'm done because I need to get these pictures out to my," he said, "Oh no, it's because, you know," and I'm like, "No, I understand, but like, I need to get to my business first and then I'll check everybody else later."
Well, no.
Oh, cool. Yeah. They told me I have to be tough. I'm too nice.
There you go. That's it. That's the ticket.
Yeah. Just be more like Jacob. That's what it comes down to.
Yes. 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 And I'm 5'1", so like I can go with the attitude. You know, 5'1" with the attitude.
Yeah.
What are you, Jacob? Like 6'7"? I don't know.
6'4".
Six seven.
Oh, really? You are? Oh, shoot. He's a giant. I was telling you.
What? Carla, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate you, and we will see you soon for sure.
Thank you guys for having me.
See you, Carla. Appreciate you.
I cannot wait to see you guys soon. And I don't know how to get the video, but I will steal it somehow.
All right. It'll be on Instagram and Facebook. It's on all the places.
Okay, sounds good.
YouTube.
There.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
All
right.
See you, Carla.
All right, bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
She wanted to say you were a polar bear. She wanted to.
I mean, whatever. It's fine.
It's fine. Okay. Well, we do have another guest, bro. This is crazy. Three guests in one night. I don't know. But, yeah. So, you want to introduce this guy?
Put him on the King of Flag.
New,
put him on the map.
Rookie. This is rookie year.
What up? What up, Bruce?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, man, the way that fan is, it looks like you got like a big hat on right now. It's like...
let me tell you. I'm
you could have let him sit there for about 5 more minutes.
No, my bad. The memes were rolling in from y'all.
Oh man, thanks for joining us, Bruce. When we have a new guest on, we just want to give you the chance to kind of share your story, what got you into flag football and brought you here today.
Okay, yeah. So basically when I got done playing at Coastal Carolina, you know, just trying to chase the dream still, playing professionally and everything, when I was back home, a lot of my friends, back home in Philly, by the way, a lot of people be thinking I'm from Texas sometimes. So when I was back home, they was playing flag and they was like, "Yo, you want to play?" And at first I just was like, "Nah, like I'm cool." Cause you know, you think of flag, you think of like in the murals of college, like I'm cool. Like I seen it, like, "Nah, bro, like a lot of us out there is fun. Like you ain't doing nothing else."
Yeah.
And I wasn't. So I went out there and played, and you know, as far as Philly, it was like, every former like high school player that I could think of was out there playing, and it was like it made it like super competitive. So I instantly like got real attached to the game. And then when I moved to Texas, you know, I seen a whole different world with like football as far as like the travel circuit and all the stuff I was introduced to, like AFL, Team USA, and things like that.
Yeah. So what made you move to Texas?
So I was in a long distance relationship, and but the key point was that like she lived in Dallas, so that's why I trained at for my combine draft, and I lived in Philly. But I coached high school football, and in Philly you don't have to like teach or have a job at the school to coach high school football like you do here in Texas. So I applied for a job at the high school, and ultimately I didn't get it. So I felt like it was kind of a slap in the face because I went to that high school. So I finished up that season, and then I decided to move to Texas.
I got you. That's cool. And what do you think, like, the biggest flag football game you've played in has been?
It's a couple. I mean, if you rank off of, like,
just give us pure, your top like, three. Top three. Top
yeah, three. But for you, not because of like a lot of people watched it. Like for you, what were the three biggest?
So I'm gonna say the World Games 2022. Obviously, that put flag football on the map with two piece for the Olympics and everything. it really put flag on the map for the, like for how it is now. Talk about LA 28 and everything like that. You know, World Games is the second largest event outside of the Olympics. So that was a large game for us. And, you know, all the cameras, NFL networks, and things like that. Anything AFFL, probably the third year for me for AFFL. I know a lot of people say in 2018 that was the best year. I played in the second year too. But the third year when we went to the championship and when we lost and we that game that everybody talks about when we came back down from 25 points with 5 minutes left, that was a big game just because who he was playing against. And really Tampa every year, just getting to play against like Mark and Velton them every year because it seems like we always meet up in the championship. Those are always big games, you know, because they're the team to beat.
Yeah. So that I'm going to bring up a game because it just feels like it gets recycled like every 6 months. So I don't know. You guys were playing the Minutemen. Is that right?
I can't wait to tell my side of the story.
Oh, okay. So this is just a crazy, like, I mean, Lance is the official. So we know we got, you know, Lance in the backfield. I'll set the stage. I'm going to let you take over, Bruce. It looks like the Freaks are in the red zone and they score. And it looks like everybody's like game over, right? So what happened, Bruce?
So this is what happened. It is third down, and you know we hurry up to the line because we don't have no more timeouts. Eric asks Lance, "What's the time?" He says 10 seconds. So Eric like, "Yo, chill." Told us to, like, "Nah." Hey, so he's letting it count down. So we snap the ball with 3 seconds left. We flick it into the end zone. We score. That's ball game in our minds, right? So we celebrate and we do all the, you know, all the talking trash. I can't cuss on here, can I?
Yes,
you can.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah. So we, you know, we celebrate, we talking shit or whatever, yada, yada, yada. Then here comes Lance, like, no, that was the play clock. Why the fuck would we ask for the play clock? What's the game clock? You know? So... Matter of fact, it was second down because I know Eric does like some crazy wild things sometimes. No, Eric, he might have like just spiked the ball to stop the clock on the play clock. But we said, why the fuck would we ask for the play clock? Yeah. So he like, it's 1 second left on the clock. And then that's when they got that play. And it was just a terrible play call by us defensively. So we put myself and Dallas back there. And we had, you know, it's 4 men. But we rushed 2, which was kind of dumb on us because it's only 1 throwback. So it was like a mental error by us. So they sent 3 down there, but 2-2, like for some reason he like went at first to kill, like somebody was going to drop and nobody dropped. D-Wise did a good job of boxing me out and Dallas was in the middle. Then Dallas and Jordan Harrison, I'm sure we're taking that matchup every time. So
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that shit get recycled like every 6 months. It's old. We gotta let it go. No, it was a good play. It was a crazy game.
But it kind of looks like in like somebody's backyard. Like it looks like fences around a house and stuff like that. Like what tournament was that?
That was Arlington. Yeah, yeah. Harold Patterson. Oh, okay. Needs to come back. Jacob, make that happen. He said it is. Okay, cool. All right.
I don't know what the plan is for next year. I know we're. I think that's where we are in November.
But that needs to be back in May. Our Dallas period needs to be in May.
I don't know what the plans are. I'm just as much. I just work there.
I hear you. Sometimes I work there. Sometimes I play.
There you go. But Bruce, let's talk a little bit about kind of like what the future looks like for you. You've been championed many times with USA football on the world stage. Now you've kind of moved into like a scouting role. It seems like. From what I've seen this past year, like what does the future look like for you with what they've got? What's the plan?
You know, I really don't know because I've worked on both sides. So a lot of people don't know that USA football is kind of split up into two sides. You have your development side, which is more working with the youth and helping send players to the national team tryouts. And then you got your national team side. Right. So I really don't know. I scout for both sides. Right now, I'm looking for whatever full-time role comes in because USA football is a remote role. I already travel enough with them, so it wouldn't interfere already what I have going on with my business-wise. So, I mean, a full-time role wouldn't hurt.
Yep, for sure.
So I'm still play. I'm just, you know, I had the ankle surgery in April, so
yeah,
I just started jogging last week. I think I ran my first mile, and then 2 days later I ran another mile, so I'm gonna get back in shape and play and still play like Tampa. I just don't know if I'm gonna play on the USA team because I know I can do both, like scout and play.
I mean, I noticed the Freaks aren't signed up for Tampa. Is there another team you would play for if the Freaks aren't around?
Ultimately whatever team Eric plays on, but it depends. If, like, new and them playing with Supreme, I could do that. I'm real cool. Like I said, I'm cool with Mark and Beam and Keeson. I don't know if I will ultimately play on their team just because they're already a stacked team and I want to play against those guys. I don't really like playing on overly stacked teams. I think it waters down the tournaments and things like that. I would play on the worst team in the tournament and try to win the championship. That's just me personally. But either a team Eric playing on or maybe I'll see what's going on with Supreme.
Interesting. I'd love to see that with you playing with Supreme. I think that might mix things up enough.
I think so. And we always talk about it at times because, you know, I'm from that area. And then, you know, I always have New and Prince and Leroy, if you know who those other two guys are. They'll come, you know, and play with the Freaks and everything off the strength of me. And, like, you know, cool Eric and everything too. But a lot of the guys that we had on the Freaks aren't playing no more. Everybody got different responsibilities. Like John Hickman got a baby. Mike Dunn just had his second baby. So guys aren't playing as much. Frankie, right. I don't know what he's going to do. I'm sure he'll hop out there. But, you know, Frankie's older, getting into more of his career in his life. My best friend Shaq, he's getting into more of his career. So, you know, it's kind of – it ain't looking too good right now for us.
Could you imagine a team with Rock, Bruce – Devin, that's tough.
Yeah.
And you add in Jake and Brandon. That's a tough offense, man.
I think it'd be cool, man. That's a really tough guys offense. Like, add guys like New and them on there to help out defensively too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be good. I mean, and it's funny. Maybe you know more about this. So there was like this movement of at the start of the year where there was like football and finance and then BVB football and finance and DNV football and finance, and now all of them are gone. Can you shed some light on what all that's about?
Yeah, that's Dez. I actually throw tournaments out here with Dez. He's just super busy. So right now, that's why I'm running most of his tournaments for him, just because he really wants to do it. He really wants to get into flag. But he just got a lot of other things going on. As far as sponsoring teams, I don't know if he'll do that again. I really don't see it just because he act like he's you know, Trump or Barack Obama, somebody like he's super busy. But as far as tournaments, yeah, like if you notice, some of my tournaments have a little nice little price on there. So I think I could start getting more out of town teams. You know, they come in, the more they keep seeing how attractive that price is, and the entry fee is pretty low too.
Right, for sure.
So yeah,
my bad. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, you've had tournaments in Texas and Arizona. Anywhere else you've had tournaments yet?
No, just them two. I'm gonna do one at Coastal Carolina. Talk to everybody in the North Carolina area. I don't step on toes. I like to invite people to come help out. Yes, sir. I mean, we almost got it that one year.
Yep.
But
it'll be a good time.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. So just figure out, how we all can come together and work together. Definitely going to do one in Philly. A lot of people reached out to me. Some people want me to come to New York and do one. I'm with it. It's a lot I want to do for a flag, like a girls camp. I want to throw like a women's tournament and not step on toes like Lynn Lewis and things like that. Just different ways I can help out the game with my experiences and my connections, because it's growing fast and you want to keep it going. You don't want that game to start dying at the adult level. Like I see it dying a little bit in Texas on the women's side because there's not enough quarterbacks, So I want to figure out a way we can start developing more women's quarterbacks. I don't know shit about playing quarterback besides throwing the ball far. I know what you're supposed to do, but I can't make those throws. So let's bring in a quarterback expert. I'm great at organizing stuff. Let's set it up. Let's get the young ladies here that want to learn or that might be a step away or something like that. And let's start developing them so we keep growing this game.
I got you. So is that kind of the next step for you? Is that just to kind of get into, event organizing and running tournaments and stuff? Is that the
plan? Yeah. And I wouldn't say just tournaments on some like Travis and them shit, because obviously you can't do that year round unless you got a Tampa in a Labor Day weekend type of thing. But Memorial Day weekend, but some type of development or ways I can help out other cities, develop their tournament status there.
I got you.
Yeah, so Bruce, you brought up the World Games. I want to switch gears a little bit. You brought up the World Games. First off, do you know why the men weren't in China this past week?
I don't think they thought the game was as competitive as the women's game.
Okay. Really?
I mean, if you look at our scores during pool play, we're blowing everybody out, and then I don't care to say this, but we try to keep the scores a little closer, especially in the championship game, so it can look attractive to the Olympic committee at the time, because we never thought we were going to get in the World Games again, so the Olympics can accept us.
Right.
Now, we did that a favor for, football is in the Olympics, yada, 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 and now we're facing all this controversy about NFL players wanting to play and stuff like that, and I'm like, man, we should just blow them out.
What in all your experience of playing in IFAB games, what country gave you the best shot where there was a point in the game where you were like, y'all, we got to figure this out?
Yeah, Mexico, of course. Mexico men always find another gear in championship games when they play us. So we played them in pool play before, and it looked like when we played against everybody else. But in championship games, they just hit another gear. They have 50,000 coaches over there, so I'm sure they're scouting from all angles. But I remember in Israel, our defense just wasn't the best defense at the time. This was back in 2021, and guys had to keep dropping before the tournament because of COVID. So we picking people up as we go.
Right.
So I just remember we scored, they scored because we had the ball first, and it was just one play. Me and Eric had the only time we probably just had some miscommunication, and it was on fourth down. Then they got the ball and scored. Then they got the ball back and scored. Now we down by 13. And we oh shit. But we still scoring. We only had that missed opportunity, but we was just begging for the defense, just get us a stop. So that was my biggest scare. And that was my first year. And then in Charlotte, they played us pretty tough in 2023, where they could have scored at the end. They had a miscue on a penalty, and we end up just needing the ball out. So Mexico is just always tough with their trickery. I think they'll give a lot of people problems with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I was about to say Charlotte was – that was a really – I saw that live. That was a competitive game for sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can see why just even looking at, like, you take Charlotte, for example, the women's game went first and the stands were packed. Everybody was cheering. It was crazy. And then as soon as that game was over, like, literally there was 5 people left in the stands for the men's game.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I can see why internet, like, IFAB looks at that and they're like,
That wasn't IFAB that didn't pick it. It was more so the actual World Games. It's a separate entity. So it was the actual World Games. But, I mean, everybody just sees us and, like, they're going to blow whoever they play out. So I get it. But, I mean, if you really look at it, we only had one official blowout game, which was last year, and World Games, we could have blew them out. We only won by 10, but the other, you know, two in between out of the four I played was competitive. So, I mean, stick around. You just never know what happened, but yeah. I mean, I get why they want to support the girls. I get it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a business person. I get it.
So speaking kind of on that, what does 2028 look like for you on both sides? Do you think we've seen female athletes from like the WNBA and places like that say, oh, I'd be interested in that. Do you see like any legitimacy with that?
Well, at first I thought they wouldn't touch the females because of like it's just our sport, you know, other sports are in the Olympics that may be interested, like sure. basketball and things like that. So mm-hmm. I figured they wouldn't touch the females. But I mean, losing the World Games, you just never know now. You know, a lot of things come into play. I'm not saying USA is like that, but, you know, money talks. You know, they might want a big name in there and things like that. But, these brands are doing a good job reaching out to our girls and trying to make them stars. Like, you know, that's three awesome. Of our girls are sponsored by Under Armour, or maybe four. You know, some of them are sponsored by Oakley.
Right.
You know, and more sponsorship are going to come.
Yep.
You know, but the Under Armour brand was key for them to try to jump on that first, because you'll see around 2027, maybe more name brands will start reaching out to our girl players, you know, to try to get them up. You will not see that from the boys' side.
Right.
The men's side. You will not see. You're not going to see that. They right. absolutely, yeah. like, not USA football. I'm not speaking for them. But yeah. outside coming in, they absolutely want those NFL guys, you know.
Sure.
It's just. It's too much money to be lost if it's not, you know. Jersey sales, you can get authentic, you know, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, flag jersey. Ticket sales, TV stuff, because, you know, everybody knows those guys. You know, they're right. not going to promote us, you know, like they promote them.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, and you can speak to this probably more than anybody. I heard Otto kind of talk about it, just what he was saying when he's traveled, how, like, at the end of each game, I mean, there's like, it's not just shaking hands. You know, there's a lot of respect to it and everything like that. Do you see that maybe that has an effect on how like international flag football is, where, you know, there's just, it's that Olympic kind of spirit of the game, like showing so much more respect to it, which is so different than what we see in Arlington or in Tampa.
Yeah, it's way different. Like, speaking for me, and I mean this in the most humblest way, like, when we go out of the country, they treat me like I'm Odell in his second year with the Giants. You know, it's crazy. Even when I wasn't playing, when we had the stuff in L.A., like, you know, I was out there scouting, and, you know, Pablo Hushanum felt texting me like, yo, this whole team from Panama, the team from such and such, they want to come take pictures with you and stuff like that. You know, they was asking for you. So, you know, I made my way over there, you know, show love, you know, everything like that. It means a lot to them because we don't realize how much they actually watch us, even though we're not playing on TV and everything. They follow our social media. Some of us are on YouTube, so they're searching our names on YouTube. They're paying attention to the Facebook Lives and everything. Mm-hmm. They're rewatching the Facebook Lives because that's what they want to do. They want to learn. They want to get better, and you might be their favorite player. So, you know, going overseas is amazing. It's definitely like an Olympic feel. You get a lot of love yeah. before the championship game. I put it like that.
Yeah.
Oh, gloves are off, huh?
Yeah. Nobody likes you during the championship game. Everybody's against America during the championship game. It is crazy. They want autographs. They want to switch jerseys. But championship game, nobody's on your side.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm telling you, I think what I realized at the most was in Charlotte with the women's game. I don't know how many countries were there, maybe eight. And all seven countries were in the stands cheering against the United States. For that game.
It's crazy. So imagine,
the only time I did not see that was in Alabama. That's the only time it felt like true presence at home. I remember we went to a Chick-fil-A, me, Vanita, and Frankie, because we just got done a captain's meeting, and they gave us free Chick-fil-A. As soon as we walk in, they clapping, they cheering, going on an announcement. Like, I thought that shit was awesome. I'm like, oh, we getting love in the United States, like flag going in the right direction. Then we go to Charlotte, and it felt like an away game.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But, so I mean, say, fun, man. Yeah, so say, you know, if before the Olympics, the look of the national team kind of gears more towards NFL players. Is there a country that you have a passport or origin to that maybe you would consider going to play for?
I would, if the money's right. Yeah, no, the money got to be right, man. I mean, some of those countries don't allow dual citizenship, but they're only taking, I think, 6 to 8 countries for the Olympics. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So you just have to figure out either who's a top dog around that time, who's it going to be, and how fast you can get that dual citizenship, you know? But I thought about it, you know, if we're not going in that direction, you know? Because who doesn't want to play in the Olympics or just be a part of it, you know? I mean, we all got the same dream that the NFL guys have, you know? It's not necessarily playing football in the Olympics. It's just winning an Olympic gold medal because we know our sport could never do it. We've seen it in track and basketball and things like that. So, you know, of course, I get why they want to do it. They was that same kid just like us. They just end up going further in their football career than some of us did.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. Jacob, you got any more questions for Bruce?
Not for Bruce, man.
Nah. Bruce. Well, I appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you. Yeah, man. Man. Really, really appreciate you taking some time out for us.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Bruce. Oh man, you know what? I was so excited to have him on. I didn't even say John or Bull once, bro.
Or talk about a cheesesteak with him.
No, I've, you know what? I've had that conversation with him before, so I know where he stands with that. So
the fact that you didn't want to bring it up, that tells me everything I need to know.
I mean, you decided to, you had the opportunity in Denver to go to the place where I used to work and have a cheesesteak with cream cheese, and you didn't even want to give it a chance. It's just, you just closed minded.
Why would I go across the country to do it?
You just, because it's actually on their menu, bro. That's what I'm saying. It's on their menu. we don't have any more guests coming on.
No, nope, that's all we got. That's okay. That's it for today. Sure.
All right. So just a couple things want to go over real quick before we wrap this up tonight. So, you know, we talked about the World Games. Me and Dean had some fun last week just kind of doing watch parties. And
talk about me. I don't think you guys slept.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple games that we missed, but we watched a lot of them. And honestly, I'm just a nerd when it comes to flag football. So if it's available and I can watch, and, you know, it's exciting to see officials that you know or that you've worked with. And then, of course, you know, flag football on the big stage in the World Games. Ultimately, we know what the result was. You know, I can go, you know, 1 through 8 just real quick, how it finished. Mexico, U.S., Canada, Austria, Great Britain, China, surprisingly, with the 6th, and then Japan at 7 and Italy at 8. So, although, you know, those rankings matter for them, for funding, you know, and looking forward to the Olympics and everything like that. So, just across the board, it was a great tournament. There were some blowouts. Italy snuck into that tournament. They weren't supposed to be there. It was supposed to be Spain. And then they just had the next highest seed because Spain wasn't going.
And they kind of had to throw together their team. Yeah, I think that's kind of a tough break because I remember Amber telling us, what was it, that they had a pretty much – their camps were like they took half as many folks so they could quickly cycle through everybody, which is kind of a tough break when you're doing something like this. So, you know, even even to have a showing, did they win any games? Were there any close games?
No, I think there were close games. I know that they played Japan pretty close.
Yeah.
And I think China also they played close. But yeah, it was tough. But I don't know. It's a team that's exciting to watch. Their quarterback is a gunslinger. Like she was just, she played really good. I think in general they were just like it's amazing to see in all these 8 different countries. That there were standout wide receivers that were, they were making big plays.
Yeah.
It's definitely across the board, like flag football, they're learning things. The sideways snap, just every single time I see it, I'm like, what is that?
Can we change that rule? I absolutely hate that. Florida State is to completely blame for this, and the fact that the NCAA lets it happen. Sorry, that's a whole different rant. I'll let you
know. No, I mean, Japan loves to use it. I saw Mexico using it a couple times. It's just, it happens so quick that I understand why they do it, because the defense is immediately going to be like, wait, what? So that's very interesting. Pat Alley coaching China, and he was able to, pull off a, that was their first international, competition. And so, shout out to Pat, kudos. Shout out to
my guy Pat over there doing his thing. I'm proud of him, man. He's doing a lot of great things.
Yeah. I mean, they played Austria great that first game. Yeah. It was like 40, 43, 41 or something crazy like that. So, and then like some other like big, in the scheme of like thinking, oh, okay, Canada should win that, no problem. Well, at the time, Japan was the number 3 ranked country in the world, and
they're so fundamentally sound.
Their offense is so dialed in.
Yep.
It's crazy. And so that game went back and forth. Good offense, good defense. And it literally came down to the last play of the game, and Canada was able to pull out the win. So that was a really, really good game as well. And Austria, I think, surprised, outside of Europe, I think surprised a lot of people.
Yep.
I think inside Europe, they know what Austria is capable of. But, mm-hmm. They played great against the United States in the semis. Played great against Canada in the bronze medal game. Sarah Parker was just dialed in that bronze medal game. She really played great. And then, Mexico, U.S. I mean, you can't ask for a better game when it comes down to the last 4 seconds of the game,
Yeah. The craziest thing, I never noticed this beforehand, and it's become glaring, Michael Better talked about it a little bit. They have a coach almost for every position. They have somebody, and I don't know how that works, like in like staffing and like if it's people just volunteering or whatever. But that's crazy to think about, like that every person's got somebody watching for them and doing things. It's brilliant if you think about it.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. I mean, I think this is where there is a difference. And, I'm not saying this because I think one way or the other, it's just from what I'm seeing is, in a way, internationally, those countries, for them, this is their Olympic teams already.
Yes.
And it has been for a long time.
Yes, definitely. So
where it's just kind of getting there for the United States. So there, I'll give a perfect example with boxing. Cuba has always been a powerhouse in boxing. So the Cuban Olympic team gets so much funding because they don't want to lose. They want to take as many weight classes as possible. And so they have extra coaches. They have anything within the rules that they're going to do that they can do, they're going to do. And I think that's similar stuff with Mexico, with any of these other countries.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of other countries. look at the Chinese teams. Look at some of the other Asian countries. Look at some of the Middle East, Eastern countries. They're put on these teams, and that's their job. Yeah. You know, and you know, I think for us, we're fortunate and blessed to have it as a recreational sport here, and we can use it kind of as a secondary thing. And for a couple people, they do okay making some money off of it. For the most part, people don't make money off of it here. So I don't know if, you know, we'll see, you know, what happens in the future, but it's different countries are doing things differently and results are happening. So,
yeah. And I mean, that's really no different in any other sport. I mean, track and field, Olympic stars do not like, that's not their job. They have to go out and get sponsors. They have, and maybe one or two during their career will have, you know, a big sponsorship. But the majority of them, they're not, you know, they got to figure out how to work in their training in between working a 9-to-5 job.
Yep.
And then on the flip side of it, I mean, you think about some of these smaller countries that they put everything they can to get one athlete into the Olympics for whatever that sport is. And I think we've talked about this in the past. Like there was, I think it was the gymnast from the Philippines or something like that. And he's basically set for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah,
he's
got a bronze medal. Yep.
You know?
Yeah, like, and so that's one of the coolest things I enjoy seeing is, you know, like news outlets will put out, like, you know, what each country wins, you know, financially. United States is like $10,000 or $30,000. Like it's fair enough. Like it's a significant chunk of change. You know, somebody can go buy a small, like a car or something. But, yeah, you know, some of these other countries, like if you win them, if you medal at all, like you are, it's like you said, you're set for life. You know, you're treated like the old, like Woody Harrelson in Hunger Games. Like he won, he lived in Victor's Village by himself, you know?
Yeah.
That was a great analogy.
That was. I'm speechless. That was a great analogy. Okay, so let's turn our attention a little bit to the officials at IFAF. Okay. I know I brought this up. You know, there were four females, four males. So, you know, just a very balanced in that. And then there was a Chinese crew as well. And we don't know how much experience, how much training the Chinese crew went through. There's clearly, you know, Otto, you know, spoke to it. There's lots of tournaments happening in China. So they're working just like anybody else is.
Sure.
First and foremost, what are your thoughts on the ref attire?
I think they're unique. I think they're fun. You know, I think you don't always have to have something that's so traditional. You know, I understand that a lot of people looked at them with, but I thought they looked cool. I enjoyed them. You know, I think it, you know, some people look at it and say, oh, that's, you know, pink's just for girls. And that's not the case. Like it gave a different flair, a different color, a different look, but people were still, it was still very clear as to who the officials were on the field.
Yeah, I think they should have just gone all the way and had like the highlighter rainbow, like neon pink, neon green, neon.
For not a whole lot of games.
That's true.
But no. I liked them. I like both the pink and I like the traditional white and black. Like I thought that was a cool look with the solid black backs on them. Like I thought that looked good. It's all about, you know, it's like, you know, USA flag. We do a shirt, you know, I'm actually pretty pumped for what I got to talk to my guy at Shrooms, Dave. I'm pretty pumped for what we're going to do for Worlds this year. If I can make it happen, I got a pretty sweet idea in mind. But that's just it, you know, get creative, get, you know, this is not something that's so archaic and so, you know, we can make things look cool and still be still be professional and still be official. You know, I get flack all the time for having a cartoon on my Camel City stuff and whatever. You're just mad because they look better than yours. so, But I think like I think they did a good job of making them look professional yet unique and cool. So I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, for sure. And ultimately, I mean, they were wearing the pants. They, you know, yeah, everything else was cool. Yeah, for sure. So I know that there was like I guess there's just two penalties that I want to bring up to you.
Okay.
And ultimately, we don't know the you know, behind closed doors, the conversations that are happening. So all I can speak about is my experience in Charlotte and kind of what I was instructed as I was kind of, you know, coming into the IFAF world as far as illegal contact goes and as far as taunting goes. So those are the two things that I feel like were I was just confused about as far as the world games. It felt like maybe there was a conversation of like, hey, we're gonna let them play a little bit more because there was a lot of things that looked to me like IFAF illegal contact, and they weren't getting called, but it was consistent on both sides. You know, both teams were getting that same treatment. The other thing is what I was explained was as far as if anyone scores a touchdown, the only thing you can do with the ball is hand it back to the official. Okay. And if anything else is done with the ball, spiking it, spinning it, throwing it in the air, anything, it is an unsportsmanlike. So, you know. So, thoughts on that or your opinion on it?
I think we talked about it kind of a little bit last year from when we watched Finland. How we could kind of see the game evolving a little bit. Finland, I think, was the first time we really noticed, like, hey, there's contact here that they're not necessarily calling. And it could be angles. It could be a multitude of things, right? But it could also be that they're coming back and they're saying, okay, what's defined as incidental? What's defined as, you know, non-egregious? You know, what are things we're going to let roll? And it could very well be because of what the Olympics are going to look like and I don't want to say who they're catering to, but what they're trying to grow to. Right, wrong, and different. I don't know. We're not a part of those conversations, so we don't know. And as far as taunting goes, I think that goes right back to that. They're probably looking at, okay, we probably need to let a little bit of flair, a little bit of fun. Let's not be the no fun league. Let's be a league that allow or organization that allows, you know, players to celebrate their triumphs, celebrate, you know, their victories and things like that, and not have such overkill. Again, speaking on that's pure speculation. Who really knows what's being said or what's being done?
And maybe they're just focused on, look, as long as this doesn't go against another team, as long as you're not, you know,
right,
waving it at a player or, you know, doing things like that, or, you know, as long as it's not, you know, I don't know, being disrespectful towards the other team, maybe that's kind of what they're keying in on. But yeah, like I said, it was an instruction where it was like anything with the ball. So after a touchdown, like we had to stay with that player until that the ball was, you know, given to the official.
Right.
So it gave like that extra opportunity for them to, you know, kind of mess up in that sense. But I think that all makes sense. I think there's a lot of moving pieces in all of this that none of us really necessarily know about. Right. And then also it's hard for us to compare it to basketball. Because I think I have where I'm like, well, yeah, look at basketball in the Olympics. I mean, they call crazy amounts of extra fouls, but basketball has been an established Olympic sport forever.
Right.
And flag football is brand new. So flag football has, in some instances, has one shot to get it right. You know?
That part is true, but it's also the fact, like, IFAF has been around for so long, and I personally don't know how that path has been molded, because it could have been in the past, they were letting people just slam it. It could have been five contact.
Yeah.
It could have been like watching Bex play free smoke. You know, we don't know, but, but in all reality, I think they're prepping for 2028. They're probably starting to get that mindset and trying to get folks in that, you know, regular routine of, hey, this is the way, you know, we want this to look for TV to be able to have, like, you know, have some longevity in the Olympics, not just be a one and done like dance or breakdancing. Yeah. I think that's probably the reality of it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, I just kind of thought about this in conversations just recently. Is I wonder if maybe the bigger worry is will they end up only keeping the men's because NFL players are in it?
I think
not keeping women.
So I go back, and I'll never admit this to his face, but my good friend Chun has nailed it on the head. People don't want to watch the men. This is it would from an NFL perspective, maybe, but I could see them more pushing the women's game.
Yeah.
Versus the men's. To me, we've talked about it, the women are more fundamentally sound. It's a cleaner game. You know, there's not as much of the extra that goes along with it. I could be wrong, but I could definitely see them driving that train towards that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and then, one of the games, I think it was the first game of the tournament, U.S. and Canada, me and Dean were live. We were having some, you know, we were doing a little color commentary and things like that. And so I do want to address something. There were a lot of comments on Facebook, like, why is he cheering for Mexico right now? The only thing I want to maybe attach some heart to it and have people understand why I cheer for Mexico, because I think it's important to say I don't hate the United States. I've had conversations with players on there. I think that, you know, I appreciate the growth of flag football in general. So it's none of that. For me, my kids are they're Mexican Americans, so they are Hispanic descent. Their mom was a first generation Mexican American, and she just had so much pride in being Mexican American. That her dad was born in Mexico, and she passed that down to her children. And it's been important for me to just continue to teach my kids that culture and embrace it. It's also important for me for them to see that there are Hispanic, superheroes out there. There are Hispanic big time athletes. All my kids play sports. My son, when he plays PlayStation, he picks Mexico going against the United States in soccer. Like, there is pride in that. So when I cheer for Mexico, it's me cheering because that's what in my household we cheer for Mexico. It's nothing against the United States or the players. They're definitely nothing personal. It's more of a heart thing for me. So I want to clear that up for anybody wondering.
Well, there it is.
Yeah. So,
easy enough.
So that being said, we have other stuff that we'll save for another week because we're here every week and more times than not. And if we're not, it means we're doing something crazy in another part of the country, and we'll bring content out of those situations as well.
Definitely.
So, yep. That being said, I don't know, Jacob. What do you got to say?
It's time to talk about some of this merch we've got. We've got merch. We got a merch line. We've got shirts, we've got pants, we've got shorts, we've got underpants, we've got it all. You know, we're cooking up a couple of new things as well. We got ref shirts, we got under ref shirts, we got over ref shirts, we got hoodies, we got beanies. We don't have beanies. We should get beanies. We got all sorts of stuff. And if you have any questions about where to find us, like our first two guests, not going to name names, Otto or Carlo, we're everywhere. We're on Linktree. We have all of our links there. We're on Facebook, Instagram, MySpace, YourSpace, TikTok, TalkTick, Snapchat, SnapFace, Pony Express. Paul Revere will bring you a letter with the transcripts of the episode. It's a long one since we went for an hour and a half. Not quite over 2 hours like the other night. But anyways, we're everywhere. So, you know, we're on Apple, we're on Spotify, we're on Pandora, we're on your side chick's jukebox. We're everywhere. So check it. Make sure you check us out. You can find. I think I didn't. The only one I didn't name was YouTube.
Yeah.
Now that I actually come back to it, make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share everything you see from us. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, and if there's a TikTok trend you want to see me and my daughter do, we will.
That's cool.
Oh, you're gonna put on a woman's robe?
No.
Okay.
Nope. You can do that again if you want. That's tight invite.
If you want Jacob to do a TikTok video. No, you know what? That's fine, Jacob. I'm going to challenge you this week to make, and not just any kind of TikTok video. I need a TikTok dance. You got to do a TikTok dance. So
I don't know how to do a TikTok dance.
Hey, man, you spoke up. You said I didn't invite you.
What's a TikTok dance?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's plenty out.
Just send me one.
Okay. All right.
I'll make a TikTok dance. Me and Charlie will do one.
There we go. All right. Well, that being said, we're going to wrap it up for tonight. We will be back next week and with more exciting stuff. And who knows, maybe 7 guests. I don't know. It's crazy tonight.
Slow it down. Tonight was a good kickoff to having a couple weeks off. We're going to get back to the swing of things. Appreciate y'all. Have a great night.
All right.